Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The DH, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Saleta. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Veda Pinson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek takes first base on ball four. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Potek steals second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards short. Belunger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Echeverrin interferes with Saleta, who is awarded first base. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Saleta moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Healy. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Healy steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rojas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Saleda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleda is 0-for-0 in the game. Saleda hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. the Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Healy hits a pop-up into right center field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Potek is called out on strikes. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up towards first. William settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brett moves to third. Healy moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 0 for 1 in the game. Saleta takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Saleta moves to second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Saleta moves to third. Brett moves to second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Blair steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams bunts towards first. Saleta scoops it up and throws to first, with Rojas covering, for the out. Grich moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a line drive into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. Kurt Bebakwa pinch hits for Tony Saleta. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Veda Pinson. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wolford moves to second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Healy hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Patek reaches second base with a double. Wolford scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-4 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bebakwa now playing first base. Jim Wolford now playing right field. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Coggins moves to second. Doug Bird now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coggins scores. Blair moves to third. It's 2-1, Royals. Al Bumbry pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair tags and scores. Two outs. It's Royals, 2, Orioles, 2. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbry. The throw from Healy and he is out, Rojas applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 4 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0 for 1 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Boog Powell pinch hits for Andy Echeverrin. Steve Mingori now pitching. Kurt Motten pinch hits for Boog Powell. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. Baylor moves to third. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Earl Williams now catching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brett bunts towards first. Cavill scoops it up and throws to first, with Grich covering, for the out. Wolford moves to second. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill scoops it up and throws to first, with Reynolds covering, for the out. Wolford moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wolford scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Patek moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-5 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks pinch hits for Al Bumbry. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.